100% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 segment. Light them if you got them. Call us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we're getting to the Bannon Sound momentarily, but this intriguing headline you posted at the Devil's Advocates radio Facebook page. Conservative group finds, and here's the quote, absolutely no evidence of widespread fraud in 2020 election. Now, we've seen similar headlines out of the great state of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. They did their own impartial review, apparently, but they came up with the very same conclusion we've said since day one. There wasn't fraud. Joe Biden's the president. He won the state of Wisconsin. Let's see what these prominent conservatives have to say, Dom. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Prominent conservatives released a 72-page report. Didn't read the report. Got to be honest, folks.
We're not going to count 72 either.
Refuting claims of election fraud in the 2020 presidential election in dozens of unsuccessful cases brought forth by former President Trump and his allies. The group, which includes former federal judges, Republican senators, and Republican appointed officials, said they reviewed all 64 court cases Trump and his allies initiated challenging the election outcome, saying they had reached an unequivocal conclusion that the claims were unsupported by evidence.
Evidence, schmevidence. You don't need evidence. Just make the claim. I mean, this is like the battle in the White House the night before Trump tweeted out the call to arms, right? All Cipollone was asking, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? Oh, says the Kraken. I can't believe you're asking me that. You should know.
Here is what the eight prominent conservatives said, Dom. We conclude that Donald Trump and his supporters had their day in court. Actually, several of them, right? Like 64?
64.
And failed to produce substantive evidence to make their case. The eight conservatives repeatedly condemned the election fraud claims, but said they have not changed their allegiance to the Democratic Party and have no ill will towards Trump nor his supporters. The group consists of former senators John Danforth, Republican from, I think that's Missouri, longtime Republican lawyer Benjamin Ginsburg, I've heard of him, former federal judge Thomas Griffith, David Hopp, chief of staff to former House Speaker Paul Ryan, former judge J. Michael Luttig, he gave some testimony, didn't he, for the January 6th committee, former federal judge Michael McConnell, Theodore Olson, he was the former Solicitor General under President W. Bush, and former Senator Gordon Smith, Republican from Oregon.
All rhinos, all corrupt.
One more quote, Dom. We urge our fellow conservatives to cease obsessing over the results of the 2020 election and to focus instead on presenting candidates and ideas that offer a positive vision for overcoming our current difficulties and bringing greater peace, prosperity, and liberty to our nation. Well, that would sound like a governing platform, and the Republicans, as near as I can tell, Dom, have long since abandoned governing.
Curtie the Hill has reached out to a Trump spokesman for comment. The group's report includes an analysis of the claims in each court case challenging the election results in six swing states Biden narrowly won in 2020, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisco. The cases included unfounded widespread claims of improperly counted ballots, rigged voting machines, mail-in ballot irregularities, ineligible voters who cast ballots, and officials who blocked access for observers in polling places. The claims have also been a focus of numerous investigations, including the House Select Committee's investigating the January 6th riot and a criminal investigation led by Fulton County GA District Attorney. Two members of the group, Ginsburg and Luttig, have testified publicly, as Curtie mentioned, to the House panel. Luttig served as an informal advisor to then-Vice President Mike Pence in the lead-up to January 6th, telling Pence he could not constitutionally overturn the Electoral College votes. The eight conservatives acknowledged the election administration was not perfect Thursday, noting a relatively small number of cases where authorities found irregularities. Quote, but there is absolutely no evidence of fraud in the 2020 presidential election on the magnitude necessary to shift the result in any state, let alone the nation as a whole. In fact, there was no fraud that changed the outcome in even a single precinct. It is wrong and bad for our country for people to propagate baseless claims that President Biden's election was not legitimate. Beyond the court cases, the conservatives' reports also discuss post-election reviews conducted outside of the legal system by six swing states, all of which, the group said, also failed to support Trump's allegations. In one example, the group noted the Arizona State Senate's review of Maricopa County election results, which was conducted by a private firm, the Cyber Ninjas. The firm's final analysis found 99 additional votes for Biden and 261 fewer votes for Trump, according to the report. The Cyber Ninjas later shut down after a judge ordered it to pay $50,000 a day in fines until it turned over public records to the Arizona Republic. In another example, the conservatives referenced a full manual recount of Georgia ballots by Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, which confirmed Biden's victory in the state. Trump pressured him in a now infamous call to find enough votes to reverse Biden's victory in the state. Their final quote here: "There is no principle of our republic more fundamental than the right of the people to elect our leaders and for their votes to be counted accurately. Efforts to thwart the people's choice are deeply unpatriotic and undemocratic."
You think? So the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty came to a similar conclusion here in the state of Wisconsin. But what happened? The Wisconsin Supreme Court, and there are three very partisans, one swing jurist, also conservative. But the three very partisans, they basically said, you know, just short of let's throw the Electoral College vote to Donald Trump. I mean, I've joked in the past, Trump effectively lost the state of Wisconsin by one vote. Brian Hagedorn, one Supreme Court justice, because the other three conservatives were more than willing to take up the cause. And although Trump was, what, 63-1 and really more like 0-64, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the court of law, there was one court that was damn near willing to hear the case and maybe uphold it, throw it to the state legislature. Well, the very corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court, or at least the very corrupted three Republican representatives thereof, Rebecca Bradley, not the good one, Patience Rogensack, and Annette Ziegler.
Isn't one of them retiring?
Rogensack, she is the Chief Justice. She is retiring, not seeking re-election. April of 2023 will determine the balance of the court, and we will get to pick the next Supreme Court Justice. You and I, Dom, will pick for the
All
people.
Right.
Come back, more Devils.
I feel like I'm taking crap.